Welcome to the PCC Web Daily Devotional Podcast for Saturday, May the 14th, 2011, entitled Competition, written by Rod Marshall of Cheltenham, Gloucestershire, England, and based on Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 in the English Standard Version. Then he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." During the recent season of Lent, I entered a competition where the object was to sum up in 10 words or less, what does Lent mean to you? My first thought was, Lent, not living on borrowed time. My second was, Lent, always knowing there is someone you can lean on. Puns intended. I could choose only one, however, so I plumped with the first. For the winner, there was a small prize offered, but that was not why I entered it. It was my whimsical nature, letting my inner 5-year-old child out to play, to make a point in the real world for a moment. When given the chance, I channel this energy towards anyone who will stop for a moment and listen, saved or not, because salvation is eternal. Not living on borrowed time. Over the years, my self-reliance, my stamina, and my desire to take on the world have at times taken a beating. My confidence in my body is not what it once was, so I recognize that I am no longer invincible, and I fear that my mind is slipping too. Nil desperandum. When I was full of fight and hubris, I was given today's verse. God will accomplish His will, no matter what our personal circumstances may be. I realize now that God's message for me was not to go adding His Spirit to my strength, but rather for me to hold on to God's strength and allow His sovereignty to take me, going in the assurance of His authority alone. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 in the New International Version reads, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength." Today I have to draw upon His sustenance a day at a time, knowing that He is always with those He loves, to equip for today, and then one day to allow out that small child of hope and faith to bounce amongst the spring flowers in heaven. As Christians, we await paradise, but no longer fearful of living on borrowed time. Romans chapter 8, verse 39 in the New International Version reads, "Neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we rejoice that we need no longer be fearful of today or our future, because all things and beings are held in Your kingdom rule. Grant us the wisdom to know how we should pray for our world, and show us the way in which we should go in Your name. Amen.